need one more. I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. I just need one more.
Bitch,
bitch. I just need one more. Yeah, I'm picking up what I said, okay? Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I can press. Total my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in.
We got lights, we got cameras, it's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves, and this is What's the Wave. I want to say this episode 69. Whew, we putting in work. We've been doing a lot of work, and I got a great guest. When I say I got flooded in my Instagram DMs, this man put one post and said, hey, hit up What's the Wave, and let's get me on the podcast. When I say his fan base did what they had to do, that's why we here. And that was yesterday. And now I got him in studio today. I got Day with me. What's good with you, brother?
What's good seeing you. You finna good to see you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Seen you since high school, bro.
Long time no see, man. Been locked in since the Bethel days, but you know, everybody go their separate ways. But I'm glad we was able to reconnect, get you on the podcast, been seeing you out here. Be like I said, putting in work with the music, being a great dad. Hey, I told him before the podcast, I had a guest. This is how you know. I had a guest who hit me up. Didn't even say they was like, hey, you need Day on here. The man is a great father. That's how you know. When you got people coming off the rip just saying he's a great dad before anything else, not rapper, not salesman, businessman, not none of that. This man's a great father. You need him on the podcast. That's how you know it's real, bro. So I'm so glad to have you on. We work in real time because, like I said, it's real Vallejo out here, and this is what we really doing.
Real Vallejo.
So I got, you already know how the podcast work. Got some good current events for you, a couple things to touch on. Got some rapid wave segment, quick fire, and then I got to talk some sports with you. I know you like your sports, so I got to talk some sports.
Let's get it.
And then we'll get into the full story arc of Day himself, the whole man behind the plan. So let's start it off. I've been doing my monthly campaigns all year. We had a multi-talented January to fast forward it. June, Super June. I asked my guests how they showed off their superpowers, but now it's about we in July. So it's about what you rep. Like I said, I've been doing the Vans thing on the Instagram. Shout out my cancers. I rep, you know, my birthday month, all that other good stuff. So now I'm asking you, just as the man that you are, the brand that you are as well, what do you feel you represent and what represents you?
First of all, it's MOF, you feel me? That's what I represent.
Yes, sir.
Members of the family. You feel me? We're a family, like I said. I ain't had no family, so I built one.
So, talk about it.
That's what I stand
real.
On. You feel me? I'm a Libra.
Ah,
you know,
okay.
So I got to balance myself out. You
there you
me?
Go.
With
there
the
you
good
go.
And the bad, you know.
There you go. My mom's a Libra. Shout out to Libras. Shout out to Libras out there.
Mama's, you feel me? Yeah, like you said, I stand on being a great father. You know?
Shout out, man. Shout out to the fathers out there, for real. The present ones.
Not
the present
for real.
Ones.
Not for real. You know, so like you said, people gravitate to me because the way I treat my kids.
Mm-hmm. How's that been so far? Because I'm about to say, how many you got? Two of them, right?
Yeah, but I got two. I got two or two. I got a boy and a girl.
Nice.
You feel me? Daytrees Jr. and Priscilla.
There
West.
You go.
You feel me?
How's it being a girl dad now?
Ah,
is
man,
it different?
It's different.
Because I know the boy older,
man.
Right?
Yeah, the yeah. boy older.
Yeah, how's
man.
That being a girl dad?
It's different, man. It's They're showing me to love more, man. They're showing me to be easy, man. Showing me how to comfort more, man. Like, you know, being a girl dad is, you know, it softens you.
Yeah, you got to be a little softer on the touch, man. Softer on touch. You can't be so harsh. So harsh, especially with the baby boy, because you always want to make sure he, you know, tough enough for the world. But
Nah, for real. Yeah, Papa, my little soldier, that's my little man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he brings me my strength, man. You feel me? If it wasn't for my kids, I don't know where I'd be, man. You feel me? So, yeah, my son motivates me. You feel me? My kids motivate me, especially my son. He always on my head.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm glad to hear that the things you represent, feel you represent you. And like I said, just show through your day-to-day life and how people see you and, you know, just how you carry yourself. So,
I'm
glad to hear it, man. I could wait, though. I could wait for the little ones. I ain't going to lie. Like I said, I know we're the same age. I could wait, though, brother. I ain't going to lie.
I was going to say, man. You ain't got no kids.
I'm cool, man. I'm trying to take. Like I said, I got a little puppy. Like I said, stay with moms, this and that. I got a plant in the house right now who is doing very healthy. But other than that, we gonna keep it there. But let's get into it. A couple questions. One, I definitely just wanted to ask you, just dealing with kind of the nature of the game that you're in, being a artist. I always don't really want to say rapper, even though you are a rapper, lyricist, however you want to put it and label yourself. At the end of the day, you're a person who makes music. You know how to use your words. You're a wordsmith. But there's also a lot of other ones just in the area from. We live in the Bay Area. There's a lot of talent out here. That's what's the Wave is here to bring y'all, a lot of talent. How do you connect and work with other talent? I've had a lot of local rappers on here. Some know of each other. Some really don't. Others fuck with each other. Others don't. Not even on no love or hate, just, you know, different lanes.
Oh, how I go about working
how do you
with
go
artists?
About navigating and working about with working with other artists, either first from the city, all, from where you from, or from other areas?
First of all, I would have to relate to what you're talking about. I stand on authenticity.
Thank you. It's good. Yeah, I got
that's
you.
That's what I stand on.
Yeah.
You feel me? So being original, being true to yourself, you feel me? Mm. Like, you ain't got to, you know, be on what I'm rapping on, but you feel me? Like, I like to rap with conscious rappers. I like to push myself. You feel me? So you feel me? I ain't always on the straight shit. I really start making songs, you know, more towards my kids and, you know,
right.
battling, you know, things, illegal issues and stuff like that I'm going through. But how I reach out to other artists is, like, I worked with a lot of artists. Mm-hmm. Like, Repossession Ran out of Oakland. I reached out to him.
Shout out.
You feel me? Through the DMs, man. You feel me? We got one in. I done reached out to, me and Casper got a few songs, too.
Shout out V Casper.
Yeah, we did some stuff.
Go check out episode 6 Seb on that one, for sure.
I done work with my boy Beetlejuice. You feel me? Okay. He from the city. You feel me?
Shout out.
Sack shit, though. Shout out my Trigger Mob niggas.
Yes, sir.
I don't work with a lot of niggas. You feel me? I worked with a couple artists in the city. I'm finna work with that KK Slim. She from West Vallejo.
Nice.
You feel me?
Nice.
But shout really, I just be city. Doing songs with my team, Smichi Bo, Fetty, and you know, everybody in my camp, MOF. Really, I've just been doing songs.
Yeah, I hear a lot of rappers doing that. Just love to keep it in house. Of course, you feel me? You always want to push the team first. But just from the sounds of it, you've been able to work and navigate with a lot of other artists in the area. So,
oh, I also worked with Young Hyphy,
There you go.
I did a feature for
him.
Shout out my boy from San Jose. You feel me? I'm on his album. Like I said, like, I ain't never dropped the album,
right,
but I'm on everybody else's tape.
You feel me? So, I told you, he's got some ammunition.
Singles and shit like that.
Got the arsenal, man. You got to start letting stuff out.
I even rocked the Feezy Film Cypher. You feel me?
Okay.
I put in my little 16, thought it was hard, and shot the whole thing, you feel me?
So, that's what's up.
You know, I've been working and shit like that, you know, taking the music shit more serious since I've been out, you feel me? So,
absolutely, man.
Just trying to stay in people's faces like my fans want, you feel me? So, yeah.
That's luck. Come on, man. Like I said, I've seen the work. I've seen the progression from a long way back then, so I'm excited to see where you keep taking this lane and pushing it forward, boy. So, come on. We ready for it. Keeping it kind of in that realm. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, this happened all in real time. Yesterday, I made a post on the page. Hey, who y'all want to see on here? When I tell you, I got flooded by so many people just saying, this is who you need on here, just real quick. So I was like, well, shit, let's make it happen. And the next day, we in here. So how, just based off the response, your fans fuck with you tough. Yo, people, whoever rock with you, they rock with you. They mess with you.
Like, I made the post and I sent it to like a couple of people, more like 3 people.
Yeah.
But then you say you got like 25 plus DMs.
Bro, I got like 10,
DMs,
15,
so like,
20
you know
at least.
Shout
like,
out my people. Shout out my supporters. Bro. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out my fans, bro. You feel me? I ain't gonna lie. Like, they be on my neck. Like, you need to start making female music and, you know, all this other shit. So, you feel me? Just like, that's motivation. I ain't gonna lie. That makes me, want to keep doing this shit.
How do you feel you connect with your fans? Do you think it's really just through the music? I about to say, do you take time to, you feel me, go reach out, see them, you know, in passing on a day-to-day basis?
Or yeah,
how do you think you kind of cultivate that relationship?
Actually, like, when I first got out and I started dropping my my music and shit like that, I said the first 3 people who repost my shit, I'll pull up and drop off apes.
That's marketing genius right there.
So you feel me? That was breathing on that shit heavy. And then a lot of my fans just fuck with me through the social media because they see how I'm a good dad.
Facts.
And how I treat my son. So, you know, I built relationships with people through social media through that. You feel me? And stuff like that. And, you know, people relate to my music.
Yeah. That's real. Like you said, you keep it genuine. You're very authentic in your music and your words and what you say. And it seems like you surround yourself with those type of people. It's going to show. It's going to show regardless.
Yeah. And then at the same time, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff, bro. So, you know, I'm one of those who's not scared to talk about shit. You feel me?
That's real.
People, you know, relate
to
that shit. So.
I mean, yeah, it takes a lot of courage to just be, like you said, just be able to talk about it. Some people don't like to, but some people, we need to, honestly, as men, as black men as well.
That part.
We got to talk about our problems, man. We got to help talk to each other through these issues, through these problems that we all face, but we think we are going through it alone. We really not, man. Talk to your people, man.
That part. Depression is it's serious, bro. You feel me? So if you got somebody that's out there that's battling that shit, you feel me? Help them out, man. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's true.
And I like the way how you put it, where even when you said what you talking about it differently, even if you're talking about maybe some street stuff, stuff like that, you could put a different spin on it. So it's just not glorifying, you feel me?
Yeah.
The fast money of it, yeah. You feel me? It's the real parts of it as well. You feel me? It's the consequences. It's the both sides of the coin.
On mamas. Because my son, he be watching my shit, man. You feel me?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, man, I'm about to say, do you expose your kids to a lot of the music you make, or you just kind of let it happen naturally? Or
shit, he be on YouTube looking at my stuff, bro. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And then at the same time, you know, I brought him to a couple of studio sessions.
Like, right.
Like I said, I'm heavily big in my kids' upbringing, so you feel me, I'm there. So if I have a studio session or a music video, you know, like, they gonna be a part of that.
Facts.
I ain't had no video with my son in it though, but it's gonna be one within it. You feel me? I'm making something that's about my life, and you feel me, he gonna play the role of an early me. So you feel me, just stay tuned for stuff like
that.
Come on,
that should be hard. Hey,
it's gonna be hard.
That should be hard. I like that. I like that concept.
It's gonna be hard.
Come on now, we love it. We love to see it from the little ones all the way up to when they grow into a full thing. So that should be lit. No, we're gonna keep it moving. Thank you. This is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for watching, tuning in. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. Tell your auntie this is her favorite podcast. Y'all already know. But now I gotta hit you with this rapid wave segment. So, you know, I preview my guests with kind of most of the topics we talk about, but except for the rapid wave. So I got about 9-10 questions. They're gonna be easy. Like I said, black and white, red, blue, hot, cold. Just pick one. You can simmer on it if you want to, but I just want your natural reaction, just whatever comes to the top of your head.
All right,
so easy. So first of all, you an apple juice or orange juice dude?
Orange juice.
My nigga, I fucks with you. All right, strawberry or grape jelly?
Grape jelly.
Yep. That's my dog. Come on now. All right. Out of the three, you could pick one. If you want to rank them, you can. BMW, Benz, Lexus. What's your luxury car?
Oh, BMW.
My God. Next up, what's your favorite Jordans? Favorite J's?
Ooh.
You give me top two if you can't decide.
Oh, I got to go with the Bred 11.
Where? Oh, he even gave the color. I was going to say just the numbers. All right. Get the numbers. Give me a number. Your favorite number. Mine's is fours. I ain't gonna lie. I love the fours. That's just
I gotta
shit.
Go with the fives.
Yeah, see? Five's my second. I like that. But the Bred 11s, yeah, that's classic. Yeah,
classic.
Like I said, I want number one, but if you can, top two, favorite mixtape.
Favorite mixtape?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be an album?
That works. I'll give it to you.
Man, Dreams and Nightmares.
Ooh, Dream Chaser for real. Yeah. I like that. Okay, can I ask why?
Man, shout out Meek Mill. Huh?
There you go. Can I ask why? I was about to say just.
Cause man, he was talking about my life. He talking about, you feel me, Dreams and Nightmares. Man, I was going through that.
Yeah, just at the time, it was just perfect timing. Sometimes, like I said, we talked about timing earlier. When a project drops, certain timing in your life, that shit just it's immaculate. Mm. All right, keep it moving for the rapid. Weed or alcohol?
Weed.
Okay. With that being said, indica or sativa?
Indica.
Yeah, I feel that I'm an indica, man. You got a favorite strain? I know that's hard. I ain't want to take it there.
Favorite blue cookies.
Can't
go wrong with the blues.
I got you. As a 90s baby, I got to ask it, Cartoon Network, Disney Channel, or Nickelodeon? Which
Cartoon
one?
Cartoon Network.
He's a cartoon. Nickelodeon over here, but you know the game. Man. Cartoon
Network, they had Laboratory.
Yeah, I say, y'all. They had hitters, man. They had hitters for sure. Shout out to the 90s babies out there. I feel like I know the answer, but I love asking all my guests this. I'm a sports fan. If you could go pro in any sport, what sport?
In any sport?
If you could go pro.
Could battle rap consider a sport?
I'll allow it. We'll allow it. Mario, thumbs up. Yeah, Rio grabbed the crazy, thumbs up. So, yeah, we battle rap, man.
Crazy in battle rap.
Come
for
on.
Real.
Hey,
besides basketball, like, I'll go crazy in battle rap for real, bro.
It's a lane, man. It's a lane. Like, but, hey, that's what we might need to turn What's the Wave into
Bay
a battle.
Area battle leagues, man. Tap in, man.
Come on. Hey, we here. We might need to start a little What's the Wave battle page. Come on, man. We here for it. I know a lot of rappers. I know a lot of niggas who got bars. But battle rap is different. You got to really go at them, adding somebody. And I love roasting. So, I'll be watching Roast Me. So, I love all the competitiveness of roasting. singing and of rapping.
Like,
so.
Yeah, when you get to battle rap, that's you gotta have bars.
Yeah, you gotta know what you're talking bars, about. I like that. Yeah. So, prone any sport, battle rap, Rio gave it thumbs up. We'll keep that green. As a musician, an artist you always wanted to work with?
Chris Brown.
What?
I'm
nigga is stupid.
I ain't gonna lie. If I wasn't rapping, bro, if I could get the singing down, bro, cause I could always
I was with DeMarcus. Shout out DeMarcus. He was just saying that. He's like, if I could sing, it'd be over, but.
Bro, all these niggas on the rapping shit, bro. We need another Chris Brown. Bro. Yeah. I ain't quiet, bro. For real, bro. That nigga, like, what?
A Day Day Chris Brown collab. On, that would bro. Be a sight to crazy, behold. Bro. That would be a real, sight to behold. Real. I love it. All right. I got three more. I got two more for you. Two more. Like you said, you used to be a hooper.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your all time starting five. Positionless. You don't got to do
all time starting.
It don't
got to
be like point guard, shooting guard. You're positionless. If you want all forwards on there, do your thing.
Kyrie Irving.
Whoa. What?
I'm throwing him in there.
Okay.
Kobe.
Thank
LeBron.
You.
LeBron.
All right, that's Tree.
I'm going to have to throw Shaquille O'Neal in here.
Yeah, got to throw Shaq Diesel.
I'm going to have to throw.
And what's your fifth? What's your fifth?
Giannis.
And Giannis? That's a crazy starting five. That boy said Kyrie, Kobe, Bron, Shaq, and Giannis. That's definitely 82-0 squad. I will say that. All right. And last but not least for the Rapid Wave segment, Mount Rushmore, your top four personal favorite rappers. Not best all time, not best bae, not personal to you.
Meek Mill. I'm about to throw him up there for sure.
Meek Millie one. I like
that. I ain't gonna lie. Niggas be sleeping on him, but I have to go with Vallejo, man. E-40, man.
Come on. I'm about to say, 40's a goat, a legend. What? You can't mention the bay without 40 water. I like that.
I'm going to have to go with top four.
Top four.
Let me listen to so you can throw a little Wayne up there too.
I'm about to say Wayne. You got Wayne. You already know he in mine, of course. I'm a Wayne here for sure.
I ain't gonna lie, I have to go with somebody new school on this one. This nigga been going crazy. You be talking about my life too. I could relate to this nigga.
Okay.
But Big Sad 1900.
Okay, where he from?
He from LA, bro.
Okay.
He go crazy.
You got to tap into him. Tap into him.
Tap
into
him, bro.
I like it. I like it. Mill, 40, Wayne. And Big who?
Big Sad 1900.
Big Sad 19. Okay, I like
man,
it.
You go crazy.
I like it. Shout out to the Mount Rushmore show. Okay, that's all we got for the Rapid Wave segment. I like that. That was some good answers. Like shout I said, out. I like OJ Grape Jelly Man. That's like we got to go to get some breakfast, my nigga. Yeah, we got to go get some breakfast, my guy. It's all love. As we keep the show rolling, quick shout out to my sponsors really fast. Number one, always, Vintage Variation. We got a giveaway coming soon, so please stay tuned for that. I believe on the 30th. So if you're watching this, comment below. What do y'all want? Because we got some stuff in the tux, and I got a lot of other things planned with me and my boy A-Dub from V2. Go shop their website right now. Other sponsor, Become Cosmetics. Like I said, we keeping stuff on the hush-hush. There's a lot of stuff behind the curtain that y'all ain't seen, but watch this. Watch this. Yeah, we owned it. Of course, shout out Real Real Productions as well. The man with the plan is lights, cameras, and actions. Because of that, man, y'all already know. If you need some point-and-shoot work handled, you need a video shot, you need some editing done, if you need some stitch, cut, and sewed, holla at my dog. He got you. He gonna take care of you. And our newest sponsor, which really should have been here for the longest, we got Kaya Clips on What's the Wave. And these are exclusively made What's the Wave Kaya Clips. As you see, we got the longer ones. We got the shorter ones with the keychain. Ladies, if you got nails, don't want to get finger smelling. You need help getting your ATM card out the, debit thing. These are what they're here for. Shout out Kaya Clips. If you need one, holla at me. Holla at Podcast Bree. And they here for the time being. And whatever y'all need. If you need something custom, too. She could definitely take care of you. We got the zodiac signs on them and everything. So,
hey, mamas, stay tuned for my album coming soon. Orphan of the Village coming soon, man.
Orphan of the Village, man. Coming you heard soon, it here man. First, man. What's the Wave? MOF, exclusive
members of the family. You feel me?
We love it. Man. We love it. You got a date, or are we gonna keep it? We gonna
man,
keep it
August,
a soft
man,
date.
August,
yeah.
Man.
We'll say August, man.
Cover art being made right now. I got 21 songs on there. From up tempo to low tempo, the people who could, you know, cry too. And I mean, I got it all.
We need it all. You feel me? Come on. I just need a little intro on there, just talking shit. I just need a little
man,
intro on there,
little,
talking
man,
shit.
You feel me? I got a little, you feel me? I got all types of artists. I got people from North Carolina, Louisiana, Bay Area artists is on there, man. You feel me? So
I love it.
You feel me? It's, you know, this motherfucker gonna be a hitter, bro.
Come on, sure, man. Get
threes
on.
High, man. We coming, man. MOF.
Let's
KSC,
get it.
KSC, man.
I
all
love
that
it. Come on. All right. As we keep it moving, we got to talk some sports. Like I said, I know you used to be a baller back in the day. Always keep Kenny the nickname. I'm a sad Knicks fan, unfortunately, right now. But I always rep my team. Never been ashamed. You already, like I said, it's July. What I rep is what I rep. NBA season over with. We in the offseason right now. I think baseball really in full swing.
Let's go Oakland A's.
Yeah.
I just took my son to the Oakland A's.
I know.
Man,
with the A's. I'm an A's. What? I'm not going to say a big A's fan, but I support the A's. They doing really bad right now. But, you know.
Yeah, they
hope to see on the upswing. But keeping it hoop. NBA wrapped up. You got a squad? What's your squad?
Man, I'm going to have to go with the home team. Golden State Warriors, Golden State. Man. Okay. But shout out to me. The champs. I ain't going to lie. I'm a Kyrie fan.
Shout out to the champs. Okay, with that being said, what do you think the Nets should do? I won't even say just what KD and Kyrie should do. What should the Nets do?
I ain't going to lie. They should rebuild. I ain't going to lie. They need some more big men, some more shooters. Right?
Yeah, you think they should keep them both, though, KD and Kyrie, or they should clear house?
I think they should keep them both, bro. I ain't going to lie.
Okay. I mean, they kind of want to be there, kind of don't. KD want to trade, so I feel it, though. It seemed like they might run it back this year. So
yeah, you feel me? Yeah, because I feel like Harden kind of gave him a hard time. I ain't going to lie. So,
yeah, that was a funny situation.
Yeah, so, like, you feel me, with a fresh start with them getting their heads clear and they both healthy right now on moments. You feel
that
me?
That might do something.
Come on.
Let's bring it to the West. Popular conference. Let's talk about the Lakers. Always got mentioned LeBron. What do you think they should do? Honestly, in their opinion. Keep Westbrook, try to just dish him out, run it back again. That's what it seemed like they both going
to
do. Like,
I kind of want them to run it back again with Westbrook. I ain't going to lie. That's a nice little three stack they got over there.
If they work it out, we'll see what happens.
You feel me? I just got to learn how to play together.
Facts.
That's all it is. You feel
Facts.
Me?
Everybody going to blame that on Westbrook, but, I mean, it's on everybody. It's a team game. Team game. And then, last but not least, let's talk about your Warriors. Next season, y'all going back to back? What y'all doing? The West is looking thick as usual. The Lakers ain't going nowhere.
In the West,
the Clippers coming back healthy.
Back to back, bro.
Yeah,
come on. Wiggins is a two way guard, man. Mm-hmm. What, that nigga going crazy, bro? Okay. What?
I respect
Steph,
the confidence.
Come on, man.
I respect the humble confidence out of you, because I talk to a lot of Warriors fans who just be so head ass. I can't stand it, but I get it. Like I said, with that being said, Curry on your Mount Rushmore as far as hoop? You didn't put him in your starting five.
Yeah. But he in my Mount Rushmore for
okay.
sure.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
I like that. You feel me? Just because I'm a Kyrie fan, you can't hate on Curry, bro.
Facts.
He go crazy. He ain't got four rings for nothing, man.
Man's an animal fucking beast. Okay. Switch from the hardwood to the gridiron. Football. You got a squad? NFL.
Raider
gang. Raiders. Oh, perfect. Y'all know what I rep. LA Chargers to the death. Jay Herbo's finna take us back to the bowl. You feel me? 2022. Rio holding down for the Chiefs. You always gotta let that be known. So all we gotta talk about AFC West. Give me the rankings at the end of the season. Who gonna be first in the division? Second, third, and fourth?
Because
it's Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders, Chargers. Give me the top four. Give me the hierarchy, and then we can do it to the story arc of,
I feel like the Raiders and Chiefs going to be up there.
What? Get up out of here. I will always say the Chiefs are the champs or the defending top of the AFC.
I'm
so
just
I'll
saying
give
that
them
we beat the Chiefs last year. But
so
yeah,
did
I'm
we.
Just, I'm just
we beat
saying,
y'all.
No
we
bait.
Beat them last year too. I just made the Raiders. We lost to get it to, like I said, to get in at the end. I was very upset about that, but. Things happen, but okay, we'll just leave it at that because we already know the Chargers. If you want to make a bet, I'm always to make a bet. Like I said, Jets go Chris know about me. Y'all gonna see some more from him coming soon as well.
Man, I gotta see the first two Raider games, man.
Just the first two, okay, bet.
First two Raider games. Because
I want some shoes. I want some J's off of them. Last season, I want some J's off of them. So, I lost some shoes. I owe my boy some shoes. Yeah, we gonna definitely get into it, but. Let's get into the story arc. We need the full dynamic of. I want to know when you as Day Day or as like I said, I don't even know you as like I said, Demetrius. You feel me? So
it's Daytrius.
Demetrius. I be high. I'm sorry, Daytrius. Sorry. When did you start to dive into that lane of like, hey, I'm finna do this music shit. Like, I want to know the start. When did you was like, shit, I got something I could do. Let me apply pressure here.
Really, I started writing raps when I was in juvenile hall. Mm. You feel me? 08, 09. You feel me? The court was like, you ain't finna go back and live with your grandma. You gotta go into foster care and shit like that. I was 14 and a half, I turned 15 in like 2 months. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was a big transition, you feel me? So, you know, they used to feed a nigga with hella therapists and shit like that, and hella therapy sessions and, you know, social workers and shit like mm-hmm. that. I just feel like they wasn't understanding me.
Right.
So I started writing raps and shit like that. And I ain't really seen a booth until I turned like 19. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, fucked around with it, recorded some shit, you know, played in the car just for me and my niggas to listen to.
Yeah.
And then they started fucking with it. Me and my little brother, Smeechy Bo, you feel me? Shout out Meech. We was in a studio at my nigga Tree's house. Mm-hmm. That's when we recorded our first song and shit like that. And then I kept catching cases and shit like that. And then really, I started taking the music shit more serious when I just got out this mm-hmm. last September and shit like that. And I already had a couple visuals and a couple singles I dropped, but like I said, I ain't never dropped a tape.
Yeah.
And, you know, people was fucking with those things and shit like that, and I got out, dropped first day out, and niggas started fucking with that shit.
Definitely.
And then I started seeing my numbers, I started seeing my fans fuck with me on Instagram and shit like that, and you feel me? I started taking this shit more serious, and at the same time, niggas getting money out this shit. You
man,
feel me?
That's what it is about. I'm telling you, there's money to be made out here. You just got to go get it for sure.
On mamas. Yeah. But really, you feel me? I rap because there's people like that where I came from, who ain't got a voice.
Yeah.
So you feel me?
That's real. Nah, for real.
So, yeah.
But let me, all right, when you started, I'm pretty sure it wasn't just, you know, all peaches and cream. So let me know one of them first hurdles you had to overcome.
Man, trying to pay for studio time and trying to pay for videos and shit when you really outside in the field, man. Like I said, like, you know, I've been in foster care, so like I ain't got no support, I ain't got no parents or nothing like that. So mm-hmm. I'm out here on my own, learning everything for myself.
That's real.
So you feel me? I have to learn as I go, and I took a break from the music shit too to learn the business side of it, mm-hmm. to gain the money from it. You feel me?
Yeah.
So at the same time, you know, this is what you got to do. You got to monetize. You got to go about this. You got to pay for the beat, you mm-hmm. know, all that other stuff and shit like that. You know, nobody wasn't teaching me that shit. So
right.
I had to learn that shit and shit like that too. So you feel me? So.
Nah, that's what I'm also learning, just being a content creator, being a, like you said, a creator of any type of art, any type of media. I feel like you got to, like you said, learn that business side. So that's definitely a big hurdle. Like I said, shit, I just went to, shout out Jungle Life Studios, took care of me. I just did this little Vans remix. Stay tuned for that.
They're my boys. That's right there in the hood.
Yes, sir. So I just did that. But like you said, studio time, you got to have this much, an hour. You got to book at least this hour's minimum. You got this and that logistics. You feel me?
Videos.
It's all of that. All of that. So that's real.
All that. And then you feel me? If you want to work with artists, like the only artist I ever paid for a feature was my nigga Repossession Rent out of Oakland. He charged me $200,
right?
You feel me? Now I'm seeing more than that. I got niggas paying me $300 to hop on that shit.
Yeah,
you feel me?
That's
shout out to my niggas though. You feel me? I ain't got done to y'all features, but I'm finna get
they,
to
they
it.
They on the
me?
Way, man.
I've been busy
they
being a father, man. You feel me? But I'm finna knock y'all features out, man. You feel me?
Facts, man. I mean, exactly. When you show love, and I always try to do that too. Like, man, pay the fee just because that's the homie or somebody. Yeah. Man, pay the fee because at the end of the day, it's gonna come back to you, and that dollar could be circulated all in our community.
I didn't pay that fee with Repossession Rent, and then me and him, you feel me? I ain't gonna say I outgassed him on a song, but you feel me? His fans started fucking with my shit. You feel me?
And that's what the beauty of it is.
Exposure. You dig what I'm saying?
I mean,
you feel me?
That's the reality of the situation, man. For real. Now, from kind of a one of those hard moments, give me a easy moment, a good moment, one of those times where you just like, maybe it was a good feature or an artist hit you up or artist responded, was like, hey, let's work, let's do this. What was a feel good moment that you had just, you know, kind of navigating this music industry?
When the A&R from Empire started listening to my music and hit me up.
Ooh,
you feel me?
Major. That's major.
That's major support.
That's major support. What? How'd that happen?
And they just, I guess they just got wind of my music on Instagram, bro. You feel me? I had paid a shot by Manzo to promote my stuff. You feel me? Just to promote my video steppers that I did with my brother Juice. You feel me? And shit like that. And he caught wind of it and was like, better shit fire, man. Keep it up. And you feel me? So I've been trying to stay consistent. After that, I dropped like 9 videos after that.
But I'm telling you, one of them feel-good moments, that'll be that extra kick that you need.
Hey, for real, man. So all the upcoming artists, man, you feel me? If it's going to be hard, but you feel me? Just spend that little, you feel me, to get that exposure. Because lately, I've been just dropping shit on my own channel.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers was like, man, shout out to a bigger, you feel me? Woo-woo. Man, I did that, man. I started getting a little bit more exposure from out-of-state people and shit like that, too. So, you feel me? I got out-of-state. Man, I did a song with somebody from North Carolina, man. That's how that connection came through. So, you feel me? Just
you got to invest in yourself.
For real.
Invest in yourself. It's going to pay off. Don't quit and invest in yourself. So, that's real. And honestly, that's like I said, that's really all much I got to say. All I need to know, and what the people need to know, what's next? What can we expect? Mentioned the tape. You mentioned some features. Let the people know what you got planning to roll out.
Man, tape coming soon. Orphan of the Village. Mm-hmm. Then me and my brother Meech probably got a joint tape coming soon.
Nice.
Splash Brothers, Blood Brothers. You feel me?
Nice.
Fetty dropped his tape. What Comes With My Name. Y'all go stream that shit on all platforms.
Come on.
You feel me? Shout out my nigga MOF Fetty. EDC, mm-hmm. Shout out that whole camp.
Right.
You feel me? Shout out my nigga KSC Dozy. He got some shit coming soon. Like the whole MOF, man. We coming.
Shout out to
the
camp, man. Shout out to the camp.
We coming.
It's all love, man. But for one, thank you again for pulling up, taking some time out the day, man. Like you said.
It's for Vallejo, man. You feel me? Shout out.
It's for the city, man. That's all we're trying to do is show some love, show some support. Other than that, like I said, like, share, subscribe, tell somebody, comment below what y'all want to see from me, what y'all want to see from Day Day as well, because we out here, we working, we putting in work for y'all. Be sure to follow, or can the people follow you at?
Hey, follow me on Instagram at @thedon_dayday, @thedon_dayday. I ain't got no Twitter or nothing like that.
It's all good. I'm about to say, one-stop shop, man. That's where you know where to find me.
YouTube, MOF Dayday.
There it is.
MOF Dayday, you feel me?
Follow us everywhere. Subscribe to both pages. Pull up. Go get you some vintage variation. Get you a Kai clip. Hit my boy Rio Reels. Other than that, this has been a great episode of What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in. Appreciate the support and the love. And we'll see y'all next week.
That part.
Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I can press. Total my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets.